Unit 35. Exercise 1, page 108.
Speaking without words.
Who doesn't like travelling? You get to meet lots of interesting people and learn incredible things. As a regular traveller, I always try to do some research before I travel to a new place. In this article, though, I'm going to explore something you don't find in travel guides or useful phrase books: body language. Meeting someone for the first time is great, right? However, you need to be careful when greeting someone abroad. Different cultures do this simple thing in different ways. For instance, in both formal and informal situations in Britain, you shake hands. But if you do that in Japan, people will be confused. There, it's more common for people to bow. In fact, bowing in Japan is also used to thank someone, apologize, or ask them a favor. In countries like Italy, when people meet friends, they hug and kiss each other's cheeks, but this would make a German feel very embarrassed. How about gestures? Making the OK sign in the UK means that you're pleased with something, but avoid doing that in France, because for the French, it means that something is worthless. Nodding can also make people feel confused. For instance, in most cultures, nodding your head up and down is a sign of agreement. In Greece and Cyprus, though, a single nod upwards means no. The world of body language and gestures is so confusing that it can create a lot of misunderstandings. Something that is polite in some countries might be the cause of an argument in others. For this reason, before you travel abroad, do some research or get a friend from that country to tell you about the different gestures that are commonly used. Remember, not all cultures speak the same body language, so you need to be constantly aware of what you're saying, not only with your words, but also your body. With a little bit of practice, you can make a good impression no matter where you are.